You're listening to SBS News.
Guo Zhen was one of thousands of students who, in 1989, was buoyed by a sense of hope.
I feel like between 1985 to 89, it was the most open period of time in Chinese history. At the time, there was a strong feeling of wanting change.
It was that hope that led him to join the protests, where he, along with hundreds of others, joined a hunger strike. In the weeks leading to the massacre, Guo Zhen says there was optimism among the students.
We all thought that this situation was finished, meaning we had won. No one really believed that the soldiers would start firing. We thought they would carry the students away, or at most hit them and pull them away.
In the early hours of June 4, the soldiers and tanks moved in.
In the smoke and haze, we could see shadowy soldiers and tanks coming towards us. That's when I realized this is real.
Running away, Guo Zhen and his friend found a nearby hospital.
When we got to the front, we noticed that there was blood everywhere on the ground. It was this thick. In the hospital, there were swarms of people, injured and dead, all inside.
Former soldier Li Xiaoming also remembers Tiananmen, but from a very different perspective. He was part of the armed forces, sent to suppress the student movement by any means. He counts himself lucky that his division leaders ignored official commands to head into the square after hearing about the unfolding bloodshed. Instead, he arrived on June 5 after the shootings had subsided.
I feel shocked and simple. I haven't seen any bodies, but I saw the evidence, some blood or charges with hold. I feel simple and feel sorry.
Now living in Australia, Li Xiaoming regrets being a participant in the military crackdown. He recently met Feng Zeng, a former student protester who lost both legs trying to save a classmate. Mr. Li says it was an emotional moment.
I feel it was horrible. Even this year, first time I met the student leader, his name is Feng Zeng. He tried to protest his classmate and his both lines smashed by tank. So. I think it was hard. I think it is a criminal, not an incident.
Guo Zhen also moved to Australia in 1992, but what happened 30 years earlier still haunts him to this day.
If I hear ambulance sounds or the sounds of fireworks, that sound takes me straight back. I would feel very anxious, like the gunfire has started again. It hasn't left me, it's still right here.
To mark 30 years, Guo Zhen is remaking a provocative diorama he made to mark the 25th anniversary of the Tiananmen crackdown. The work was called The Square and shows the Beijing landmark covered in 160 kilograms of raw pork meat. The artwork was destroyed before anyone was able to see it, and Guo Zhen hopes that this time the diorama gets a wide audience.
My art is my power. I can send a message to people through it, and I want people to know I will never forget what happened at Tiananmen Square.
Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.